You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Guys, Tammy is from Winthrop. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
Tammy has a third kid that is getting ready to graduate from college next month.
Wow. You're going to have all your money back.
Third and final.
Oh, yeah, she ain't going to have her money back.
Well, no, what I mean to say, she doesn't have to make payments to colleges anymore.
Yeah, now she has to make payments to the government.
To the loans.
Yeah.
What's the date of them moving back in? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah, that's shortly after.
No!
Tammy, they will be back, I promise you.
Oh, I know.
And she means after they move out this time, again, they're going to be back again.
Tammy, kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too, thanks.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. She has stepped into the soundproof studio. She can't hear any of these questions. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that is a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
Kennedy only has 189 losses. She has 2,037 wins. She actually lost earlier this morning. Question number one. It was today in 1994 that Kurt Cobain committed suicide. Who was he married to?
Courtney Love.
Question number two. Edie Falco, who played Tony's wife on The Sopranos, says she won't be a part of the upcoming Sopranos prequel. Tony was a mob boss in which state on the show?
New Jersey.
Question number three. American Crime Story has decided not to move forward with its Monica Lewinsky-inspired season. Which producer created American Crime Story along with Glee and American Horror Story?
Oh.
It's a talented dude.
Very.
Yeah. Quentin Tarantino.
Question number four. On this date in 1987, Married with Children debuted. Who is the patriarch of the family Married with Children follows?
Al Bundy.
Question number five. Denny's has created a Star Wars-themed menu for the Han Solo movie. Finish the name of this popular Denny's menu item. Moons over blank.
Good question.
No clue.
Solid.
College kids would know.
Solid.
You gotta ask one of the college kids. You don't know it?
I've never been at Denny's.
Oh, okay. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Gotta ask Mike's people.
Yeah, I know.
You knew that
Mike
one.
Mike and his buddies
did
are there.
Did you write that question, Mike?
Mike and his buddies are there all the time.
Fine dining in
Pepperell. That's right. Okay, Tammy got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
Oh, not bad.
These are very difficult questions. Question number one. It was today in 1994, Kurt Cobain committed suicide. Who was he married to?
Courtney Love.
One-to-one question number two. Edie Falco, who played Tony's wife on The Sopranos, says she won't be a part of the upcoming Sopranos prequel. Tony was a mob boss in which state on the show?
New Jersey.
Tied at two. Question number three. American Crime Story has decided not to move forward with its Monica Lewinsky-inspired season.
Bummer.
Which producer created American Crime Story along with Glee and American Horror Story?
Ryan Murphy.
Ryan Murphy is correct. He has all the monies.
He has all the good shows.
3-2. Question number four. On this date in 1987, Married with Children debuted. Who was the patriarch of the family Married with Children follows?
Ed Bundy.
Oh, whoa.
Sorry.
Al Bundy.
Oh, wow, shoot.
Ed O'Neill,
that's what I did, didn't I?
Yes.
Mm. Got a little ahead of yourself.
I sure
there,
did.
Champ.
When you get cocky, that's what happens.
That's what happens.
Did we have to know his real name?
No. It was
no,
Al,
I got it wrong, honey.
Al Bundy. Yeah, we got it wrong. Okay, so we are tied at 3, going to the final question. Denny's has created a Star Wars themed menu item for the Han Solo movie. Finish the name of this popular Denny's menu item. Moons over blank.
My hammy.
Yes.
Love that.
Moons over
blank. Love
my hammy.
That.
Don't mess with me when it comes to breakfast restaurants.
Kennedy gets the win, 4-3, Tammy. But I do have four tickets to The Sound of Music. It's coming to the Wang Theater May 1st to the 13th. The spirited, romantic, and beloved musical story of Maria and the Von Trapp family will once again thrill audiences with its Tony, Grammy, and Academy Award-winning best score. Tickets available at boxcenter.org. You've got four of those tickets for free, okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks.
All right, that is it for us. We are done. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Tammy from Winthrop, and I cannot see Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.